It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
And thank you for joining me here for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR, and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. The weekly Mind Your Business show, presented by Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, marketing gurus. Among the great guests that we've had on the show, Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. I mean, we've interviewed over 500 business superstars over the years. All interviews are available by going to mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts all the shows that we've had on this program, mybradio.com. And a treat, many were recorded. Tonight's is being recorded by video, and therefore on our YouTube channel, many of the videos, many of the episodes are up in its entirety. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you are automatically, tonight's interview with Ron Carr, my interview with Ron Carr is going to be a full YouTube episode. On YouTube, our channel is 710WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710WOR Mind Your Business. You'll be notified every single time a show goes live. Before we get to tonight's special guest, I open with just some brief thank yous. Special thank you to Srili, Michal, Brocha, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, and the entire team at BLMG who assist to make this show so successful. To the great programming team at 710WOR, Darren, Robert, thank you. Special shout out to Zeb Brenner and to all those who stop me anywhere and send me messages about and give me great feedback about the show. Also, finally, I'd like to recognize the many channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business show in a Q&A format. The business class clips. Again, you could sign up if you're on WhatsApp. Sign up 718-594-6519. Again, text on WhatsApp. Sign up to 718-594-6519. You'll automatically be notified every single time. You'll not only be notified, you'll receive the daily broadcast of business class. Well, without further ado, let's get to tonight's guest, Ron. It's great to have you back. Ron is a sales and leadership expert and best-selling author. He's been doing this for close to four decades. He doesn't look it, but you'll hear his seichel, his brains, his life experience. You'll hear it. He is a global keynote speaker. His methodology, the velocity mindset, even just saying it gives you an adrenaline rush. The velocity mindset provides sales teams with modern approaches on how to capitalize more opportunities and close bigger deals in less time. Ron is the author of five best-selling books. His latest, what we're talking about, is soon to be released. We're talking about it. It's going to be released. And for all those tuning in, of course, it's going to be on bookstores nationwide and on Amazon. It's called The Velocity Mindset. In the past, we've spoken about Lead Seller, Get Out of the Way. I love that one. On tonight's edition, we will discuss the velocity mindset, understanding it, how to get hardwired into that. Another topic we're going to talk about is what holds leaders back from turning their vision into reality. How important is that? They have big visions, they have big ideas, but it does. This what happens to execution. We're going to talk about that. And what should leaders do to prepare as things open up and the economy, you know, please God, roars back? With that intro, Ron Carr. Ron, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. I got to take you on the road with me. What a great intro.
Hey, listen, you know, we first met in San Francisco. A special shout out to Big Jeffrey Hazlett. I saw you on stage there, and I'm like, I got to get this guy on my show. So, Ron, let's jump in. First of all, Mazel Tov, your book is coming out any day now, The Velocity Mindset. It's going to be in stores, right? Bookstores nationwide, yep. Amazon.
Wherever they buy books or sell books, you can get it.
The Velocity Mindset, how leaders eliminate resistance, gain buy-in, and achieve better results faster, by Ron Carr. Now, Ron, let's go right to the core, the crux. What does it mean? I mean, I love saying it, to have a velocity mindset. It gives an adrenaline rush. But what does it mean? What you intend to give over through this book, building a velocity mindset.
When you hear the word velocity, Yitzhak, what's the first word that comes to your mind?
Racing, move, go, pound, bang.
Exactly. That's what most people feel. Mm-hmm. But how many times do they do that? And at the end of the day, they're exhausted and burnt out, and they still haven't achieved what they wanted to achieve.
Yeah, and that I'm not going to answer on the air.
So if you look at the physics definition of velocity, it's speed with direction.
Yeah.
And that is the key. What is the direction? What's your purpose? What do you want to achieve in life? See, all too often what happens is that we're racing. We're racing to do our to-do list. We're racing to achieve all these things. But at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what did I really accomplish? And so what we have to do is we have to move from being task-oriented to being purpose-oriented. And it involves focus. So the first thing you have to ask is, where am I really heading? And is what I'm doing today going to help me get there?
Now, Ron, where did this epiphany come from? What's the backstory when it hit you? Again, you've been in the field for nearly four decades. When did it hit you? Bam! Velocity. The velocity.
Well, apparently, when we... after my presidency of the National Speakers Association, which ended in June 2014, I had about nine surgeries, most of them on my back. Mm. Half my back is fused. And when I was going through those painful surgeries, it was a very long recuperation period. And so you would sit there and you start thinking about, you know, what did I really accomplish in my life, you know, and so forth. And, you know, I've accomplished a lot. I don't have anything to be ashamed about. But what I also started thinking about, as most people would, what did I not accomplish and why didn't I accomplish those? And it comes down to the fears that I have in life. It comes down to the concept of the stories that I created that weren't necessarily so. So when you look at the fears, when you look at the stories, when you look at what it takes to gain people to buy into things, the real question everybody has to ask individually is, what's stopping you from truly achieving the destiny that you want while you have this time on the earth?
That's a tough question. That's tough. But it's important to give thought to. You're right. So many people just flying through the day, flying through the week, the months, the years, they just whiz by and like,
Right. And so going back to, you know, when I was laid up, I realized that was really a passion of mine, because at the same time, at that time, I was 60, I'm 64. So then I said to myself, okay, you know, you got a few more years, obviously, of good health. What are you going to do? And so I figured at that time, let me go travel around, do all the keynote speeches till I'm 70, and then I'll slow down. Well, then COVID hit, and it hit everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
And when COVID hit, it all made us realize, what's our life's purpose? And we all started thinking deeply, and I started realizing, why do I have to wait till I'm 70 to retire? Why can't I move to Florida right now? You know, if I want to, you know, we can have a better lifestyle for less than what it costs in New York. I can play more golf. And at the same time, still run my business. So what it really showed us is, you know, if you really want velocity, it's what's stopping you from doing what you really want to do right now.
Now, we know that leadership and sales is all about results. What are the three results that you spell out in the book? Again, we're talking about Ron's brand new book, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. It's available at Barnes & Noble and bookstores nationwide, and of course on Amazon.
Well, you basically just gave the three results. Oh. They all eliminate resistance, gain buy-in, and achieve better results faster.
So break it out for us, yeah.
Now, the reason why I say salespeople are leaders, and that goes back to my last book that you liked a lot called Lead, Sell, Get Out of the Way, is that salespeople are leaders. The good salespeople are leaders. They know their job is not to puke that's utter knowledge about everything, about all the great things you can do. It is to really find out where people are trying to go and then lead them through a process that helps them find the right solution. That's why this is for salespeople. It's for anybody who has a title. But really, you don't have to have a title in management to be a leader. You should be a leader of your own life also.
Profound. Thought-provoking. You're pushing people to think, Ron.
And we have to, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, life is very precious, and we get caught up in, you know, in the treadmill, you know, doing things, you know, on task, not purpose. And then at the end of the day, we have regrets. The passion for this book is, and I know I'm not the only one who's had this in the history of the earth, but I realized where I didn't achieve some of the things I wanted to be. And my passion right now is to give tools to people so they themselves, when they get to an end of a period, whether it's the end of a year, or the end of a life cycle, whatever, that they really have no regrets, that they really had a life that they really impacted others and that they did good, but most importantly, they felt good about it.
My guest this evening is Ron Carr. We're talking about his brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
We educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Savas right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. My guest is Ron Carr. He's been on before. Tonight we're talking leadership. Leadership and sales, but leadership. His brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. Ron, you're a busy guy, but I thank you for taking out time for, you know, speaking to the great listenership, which could be as high as 50,000 people. We don't have the exact number, but it's somewhere in the tens of thousands. And it's always great content. I always get great feedback. So I'm like, Mikko, we got to get Ron back on. So he agreed. Thank you.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
Thank you. I want to go straight to chapter 3. I love this one. Not that I don't like the other ones, but chapter 3. I'm just going to read a couple of lines here. The psychology of influence. Before moving on to the techniques, I'm just reading from the book here, for achieving velocity, it's important to understand some of the neuroscience involved. Just one other quick sentence here. This chapter is a layman's overview of three such hormones: cortisol, oxytocin, and dopamine. How does it all work, and how have you figured out to leverage it to scaling a business, increasing sales? You just have a way of understanding that science and applying it to business.
So we know that if you're going to be a leader, the only way that you're going to succeed is through the efforts of others. And you have to be exceptional in being able to enroll others in your ideas. That goes for salespeople, it goes for managers, it goes for CEOs. So the first thing that a leader has to do, if they're about to enter into a conversation, they have to take responsibility for creating the best environment for someone to be engaged.
Right.
What most salespeople do is they don't even do that part. Mm. They immediately call the person up on a self-focused mindset. They do what they want to do. They have no regard for what the other person wants to do. And at the end of the day, they want to know why the person wasn't engaged and why they didn't get the business. So we have to understand one thing. If I called you, Yitzhak, and you were a client of mine, even if you were a client of mine and you love me, the moment I called you, I'm still an interruption to your day, right?
Yep.
You got a busy day and all of a sudden someone interrupts your thinking, your workflow, and then all of a sudden you get a little agitated. Well, imagine now if you get the call from someone you don't even know. What's your state of agitation then?
A 10.
So we know that cortisol is the fight or flight hormone. It's in us, okay? It's a stress hormone. You can't eliminate it. But if you're really going to be a master of influence, you have to understand that the first thing you have to do is understand the environment you're going in and how do you create an environment for someone to talk to you. So here's what most salespeople do. Now, first of all, let me give you a graphic. I'll explain it to verbal since we're on radio. Mm-hmm. If you take a horizontal line, right? Mm-hmm. And on the left side, you put 1. And on the right side, you put 10. So it's 1 to 10, right? Mm-hmm. That's the spectrum of cortisol. So we know that if your cortisol level is about a 1-2, then you're not really turned off, but you're not really engaged. So you're kind of listening, but it's not really landing. What you really want somebody to be is a 4 or 5. When they're 4 or 5, they're really engaged. You got their attention. They're excited to what you have to say. They're interested, and they want to go. When it starts getting to a little 6, then they start getting a little apprehensive. 7, 8, is this really for me? And they're not really thinking about what you're saying. 9 and 10, they've checked out. Whether they leave the meeting physically or mentally, they're checked out. So you with me on that?
Yep.
It's hard.
Yep.
So now I happen to be a person who's calling you up. We don't know, right?
Right.
Let's suppose you're running a conference, which you do. I know you run some conferences and you bring in great speakers.
Thank you.
And let's suppose I found out you're running a conference and I want to sell you to bring me in as a speaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, put yourself into the moment when the phone rings. You're busy, right? You got deadlines for clients and all of a sudden you get this call from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you answer and you go.
Well, there's a difference here because I know who you are, so it's going to be a 5.
No, no,
but I understand. I'm kibitzing.
Right.
Right. But let's say not. I don't know.
No, the phone rings. You answer it? Go ahead.
Right. I answered, hey, okay, hello. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Yitzhak. My name is Ron Carr, and I'm a keynote speaker. And I understand you got a conference coming up. And I wanted to talk to you about the possibility of having me come in and give a great program to your audience.
Sounds interesting. Stop. I would say right there. Sounds interesting. Send me an email. Let me review it.
Okay. But let me walk you through this now, okay?
Yeah.
The moment the phone rang and you picked it up in your busy day and you realized it was probably a sales call,
mm-hmm.
Where was your cortisol?
Yeah. Yeah. What, 9?
What is it? A 9. Okay. And then I start talking to you about your conference and you realize you're now trying to sell me as a speaker and you probably don't even know who I am at that point. Where's your cortisol at that point?
I mean, it's somewhat interesting to me. So I think it would actually move back to a 7 in my
7.
Case because I'd be somewhat interested.
Yeah. Good. But a 7 is still kind of agitated,
yes,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So let's do it a little differently, okay? Hi, Yitzhak. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Yitzhak, I know you're really busy, and I'm sorry for intruding upon you. I understand you've got this great conference coming up, and you're about to make some very difficult decisions on who you're going to bring in as speakers. Can you share a couple of minutes with me so we can discuss this? Because I may have a couple of ideas for you.
I would say still 6 or 7. Like,
that's
more
fine.
More interested, but still, yeah.
Yeah, so it came down a little bit, you're still there, right?
Yeah.
Yitzhak, tell me something. when the conference is over, what are the three things you want your audience to walk away with?
I'm at a 4 or 5 now.
Why?
You're helping build results.
Right, but I didn't tell you what I could do yet.
Right, but that engagement is going straight for the whole reason for doing the conference.
Okay, but it's a unique kind of engagement.
Yes.
Maybe people think
yes.
That say just by asking any questions you're engaged. No, you know, if I'm asking, well, what are your plans for the conference? What have you done yet? You don't
right.
want to do that.
Right.
But if I'm asking where you want to go with this thing and what is the most critical thing for people to walk away, I'm not talking about your success. And that's what you want to talk about. Is that a fair statement?
Spot on.
And then you're 4 on 5, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, at this moment, when I ask you that question, let's role play. Let's continue. Mm-hmm. So what are the three things you want your attendees to walk away with, Yitzhak, at the end of the conference?
I want them to walk away with real actionable steps that they could take back into their workplace and execute on and become successful through it.
Great.
I mean, that's my key one. That's my key takeaway. Yeah.
Okay. Now, at this point, Yitzhak, mm-hmm. you don't know me. But yet you gave me some information.
Yeah.
Would you have given me that information if I didn't build a little bit of trust with you?
No. Who are you? Like, excuse me?
Right. So that's what oxytocin is. Wow. Oxytocin is the love and trust hormone. And look, trust takes a while to develop, especially explicit trust.
Right.
But in order for anybody to give you any kind of information, they have to start building a little bit of trust. Otherwise, why would they open up to you? So what we did was we understood, just to summarize so far,
mm-hmm.
that, hey, I'm a leader. I'm going to be an interruption to this person's day. I know his quality is going to be a little high. It's up to me to bring it down. So I make a real short introduction about, I understand you got a conference and it's really important. Can I ask you a couple questions, whatever you want to say. And then you're going to tell me that. And then the key to getting it down to the engaged level is asking what are the three things you want to achieve through this event. And by just doing that, there was a switch in your brain. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Right up to that moment, right? You're thinking about all the things you're doing. Why is he interrupting me? Who is this guy? I don't know. And then all of a sudden I asked you, what are the three things you want your audience to walk away with? Explain for the audience what was going through in your mind. What was the change in emotions or whatever? What was the change going on?
The change to me was that instead of you trying to sell me something, you might actually be helping me.
Okay. And so therefore you decided that, well, you know.
Then I would share time, right? I would gladly give up time because you were an asset, not a bother.
An asset, and you also felt that I was there for you.
Yeah, yes.
So therefore, you started creating a little iota of trust that allowed you to tell me a couple of the outcomes you were after.
Correct.
Where if I didn't do that, you wouldn't even give me that information.
Yeah, I would say, you know, let's just talk a different time, please.
Right. Yeah. Now, dopamine is the feel-good hormone. And dopamine works with oxytocin. You can't have it without the trust, okay? So at that moment, when you said to yourself, he's asking me what a great conference look like, and I'm giving it to him, did you start feeling better about this phone call?
Yeah.
And that's the feel-good hormone, okay? So now you started even feeling better about it, so you start loosening up, and you're starting to enjoy the conversation, which has to happen for something to land if I want to talk about myself to you. Remember one thing, you know, I'm a professional speaker, right? And we all have a saying, if you want to get paid, you better put humor in. Now, the humor is for one reason, so people enjoy themselves, right? It's to feel good. It makes you feel good when you laugh. Mm-hmm. We're not making you laugh right now, but it's the same principle. You have to feel good about the conversation to stay engaged and want to participate. That's how those three hormones interact.
Fascinating. The Psychology of Influence, Chapter 3. Wow, folks, we are talking with none other than Ron Carr. He He wrote a number of books. Again, one of my favorite to date was Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Ryan, I know, Ryan, you like it.
You can still get that book, too. It's
and you can still
Amazon.
Get the books on Amazon. His brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster, can be yours. Just go to Amazon. And by the way, Ron, how can people find out more about you and your services? What's the website for that?
They go to velocitymindset.com. They'll learn more about the book, and then it's also part of our website, and they can see the rest of the services.
Amazing. We'll be back with Ron right after this. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today, or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with the Successfulness right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeart Radio Network. My guest this evening is Ron Carr. We're talking about his brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. It has a lot of accolades, written by a number of stars that have been here on the show, right? Jay Baer, Jeffrey Hazlett. I recognize, you know, our audience recognizes Shep Hyken. They recognize the names. Ron, it's always great having you on. There's something you touched on in a previous segment about the stories we tell ourselves. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So when we talk about velocity, a lot of the book goes into what do we do inadvertently that creates drag or resistance on our velocity. And one of them is the stories we tell ourselves. So look, I was a son of a Holocaust survivor. It wasn't in the camps. He was caught and put in a Siberian camp for 2 years. And he had to leave his mother behind because she wouldn't go with him because she couldn't travel as freely. She didn't want to hold him down. When you go through something like that, it's very traumatic, right? And it kind of impacts you. And so there's been documentations how children of Holocaust sometimes have a tough childhood because they want to create such an environment that's much better than what they went through. But it turns out sometimes to be somewhat of an abusive relationship, a strict relationship. And so I had a lot of fears that I grew up in lack of confidence and so forth. But one of the things that I found out in going through my own therapy, if you will, getting through and what happened, because I know he loved me, the realization that came to me was whatever someone does to you or says to you, we create a story as to what we think it meant. Whereas they're talking to it from their own experiences. But that story that we created can many times affect us. For example, let's suppose that you're in elementary school and you want to go and sing. And then you try out for the choir, and the teacher says to you, out of a good nature, because she's trying to help you, but she says it this way, you don't have a voice at all. Don't even bother. Do what you like best that you'll have a lot of passion about. Well, all of a sudden, that person who really wanted to have that passion to sing is destroyed. Yeah. And now they're creating a story as to how bad they are. And so they may never, ever try and go out and perform or sing again because of what that person said and the story they created. You with me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We create stories on everything, even simple things, okay? The point is, when people want to create the destiny for themselves going forward, the one thing we ask them to do is start with a clean piece of paper. And what that means is forget about your biases and experiences from the past. Forget about your stories. Forget about what you think is possible and not possible. Let your passion come out and write down your true destiny. When you allow yourself to do that, that's when you're really going to break through the glass ceiling. But what happens is most people, when they create the destiny, it's impacted by what they think is possible, not possible, by the past and by the stories they've told themselves. So that's how you break through it. The key thing to remember about stories, and we have stories about everything, is that you're the one who created the story. Therefore, you have the power to change it.
Wow. Now, we created the story, but your point is it's based on life experiences that we internalized and then interpreted. But if only we interpreted, if only we learned how to kind of tune out the negative stuff and swallow up and let the positive stuff charge us forward.
Yeah, but it's not even negative. It's just how we interpret it. Mm. It's our interpretation, right?
So true.
That's what it is. And that's what people have to recognize. It's not reality. It's just a story.
Ron, you gave a great example about a child growing up. And perhaps it's the same response as you mentioned in the last few minutes, but from the vantage point of leadership, are there certain things that hold back a leader from executing a vision?
Sure. I can't tell you how many times in my own life, I would have a plan to go forward and do something with the book. You know, the book came out, we had a vision, we do it. And then all of a sudden, I started saying to myself, oh man, the launch of the book. You know, what we do to launch books is speak in audiences, but there's no speeches now. Now I'm really screwed. That's a story. And I had to work my way through that. And I said, okay, so what can you replace those speeches with? And the strategy we came up with was to get on as many podcasts as possible. I'm doing 2 or 3 podcast interviews a day. Why? Because it's in front of audiences. The real issue is, how do you get in front of audiences so they can hear you, get excited, and then go buy the book? But if I allowed myself to get stopped by that story, oh, it's impossible to launch a book because we have no speeches, you and I wouldn't even be here today.
By the way, the book that Ron is talking about is his brand new release. I'm showing it here for all those that are watching it on YouTube. The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. Ron, The Law of Focus.
Yes, sir.
Could you please elaborate on that? It's even fun to talk about it, the law of focus, especially in today's day and age, right? With the phones and every the distraction.
Well, actually it's changed for all of us because of COVID. But let me give you an example, then we'll talk about today.
Sure.
I was giving a keynote for the International Council of Shopping Centers for the Center Build Conference. All these big mall owners, real estate tycoons, really, you know, people of wealth and significance were in that room, 500 of them. And I opened the speech and I started by saying, why is it that each of you are always late, impacting the person behind you who's waiting for you to get done, but yet come heck or high water, when that mall opening day comes, it opens? That's because of the law of focus. When everybody is focusing on the same end result, you just can't destroy that, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the intensity of focus. It's making it happen. It's seeing it happen. It's saying that failure is no option here. That's the law of focus. What we focus on is what we tend to get. It's just the bottom line, and it's a part of human nature. Now, when COVID hit, all of our worlds were upside down. Businesses, physical health, and God, you know, I hope it's not for any of your listeners, but if anybody lost anybody, it all changed our lives. And all of us started asking ourselves, what's our purpose? And what are we focusing on? And it made people really start thinking about whether or not they were focusing things on that were making them happy, the right things in life, and force them to focus on what they really wanted in life. So we all had a chance to pause. In the book, we call the art of the pause, which I'll talk about in a little while. But we all had a chance to pause and ask ourselves, what do we really want and what should we really focus on?
So, I mean, it's certainly I want to go. Now you have me intrigued over there. What is the art of the pause and how does it affect velocity?
So the art of the pause is, you know, many times, like I said, we're on that treadmill, we keep going, going, going. So many times it's simple. Pause and ask yourself if what I'm about to do is going to support what I want. So let's take a salesperson, for example. A salesperson sells a product or service that they know it usually takes 5 conversations to close a deal. And they're going to call the person up for the first conversation. So they ask themselves, what's the goal? Oh, I want to get the business. That's not an effective goal for the first call.
Right.
If you know it's going to take 5 calls.
Right.
So the art of the pause is to sit there before you dial that phone or visit them in person and say, what do I truly want to achieve on this first call? And if you know it's going to be 1 of 5, then maybe an appropriate goal would be to qualify whether or not this truly is a qualified prospect for me and to determine the next path forward. That's what the art of the pause does. It makes us think about ground ourselves in the end result we want, and then to ask ourselves, what are we really doing to get there? Because if you don't do that, then you'll do things like the person who thinks it's the sell, and all you're gonna do is talk about all about yourself. You're not gonna ask about what's important to them, where they're trying to go, and so forth.
Now, Ron, before we go to a commercial break, you also, from your storied career, you touched on something that everyone would love to hear about, and that is to qualify a prospect. What is your magic bullet, your tip on how to qualify a prospect?
Well, I think to qualify a prospect, first of all, forget about yourself. Find out where they're trying to go. What are they trying to achieve? How do they want to achieve it? And from that information, you're going to determine whether or not it's in your sweet spot, whether it's going to be the right kind of account to go after. You also want to ask about the decision-making process. You know, what are the top 3 things that they rate the deal on? What's number 1? So if you're trying to sell value and they say number 1 is price, and that's all and it's going to be to the lowest bidder, then that may not be an account for you. So it's getting the information first. But in your mind, here's a good one. In your mind, it's you truly understanding what is the ideal customer for me. That's also part of the pause. Finding out who buys from me faster, who values what I have to sell. And am I concentrating on going after those people, or am I trying to sell to everybody?
My guest is Ron Carr, and we're talking about his brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-In, and Achieve Better Results Faster. It's at bookstores nationwide and, of course, on Amazon. Brand new release. Ron, how can people find out more information about your services and to get in touch with you?
Yeah, they just go to velocitymindset.com, or they can also go to roncarr.com. But understand that Carr is spelled K-A-R-R, not C-A-R-R.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with your success right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. My guest tonight is Ron Carr. We're talking about his brand new release, The Velocity Mindset, how leaders eliminate resistance, gain buy-in, and achieve better results faster. This is kind of a must certainly for any leader and salesperson. By the way, Ron, who would you suggest are really the perfect target for this book? Which industries, but professions would you say this book is a must read?
Well, obviously it's for any manager, any salesperson, but it's really for anybody who has to gain buy-in from others and who has to, lead others through various steps in order to get to an end result. So it could be teachers, teachers obviously like this concept. I remember when we wrote Lead, Sell, Get Out of the Way, I had a retired professor saying if he read that book while he was teaching, he would have been a better professor. Wow. So it's really for anybody who's looking to lead themselves and others to get to different results.
Ron, I happen to love in particular chapter 6, all right? The title, Start with a Clean Piece of Paper. Why is that mindset so important?
Well, because again, you want to break through glass ceilings. You want to get to different results. Most of us do. But if you let your past get in the way from it, all you're going to do is recreate the past. So starting with a clean piece of paper again is to forget about your biases and experiences from the past. Let your heart and passion come out and say, what is it that I truly want to do or develop or achieve? Let it be unfettered, because we'll do a great job if we don't do that, by telling ourselves stories as to why it can't be, all right? So the first thing you do is find out what it is you want, and then you work your way backwards to find out what are the key things that have to happen to get there. For example, Yitzhak, if you're going on a plane trip, let's say you're going down to Miami and you go to Newark Airport or JFK, mm-hmm. and you go to the pilot and you say, hey, where are we going? He says, I have no clue, wherever the winds take us. Would you stay on that plane?
Be quite concerned.
No, but if he knows he's going to go to Miami, he starts in Miami first, and then he works his way to see what are the key waypoints we have to hit, and then he looks at all the things that create dragging resistance on his velocity, like storms and everything else, and he creates the best path forward. That's what we're talking about.
Beautiful. By the way, what would the world look like if everyone had a velocity mindset?
Well, incredible. And I always look at it like, what would the world look like if everybody acted like a leader and not a victim? Yeah. And I'll give you an example from my own story. One of my first sales jobs was selling copiers. Now, I think I shared it with you once before. Mm-hmm. I was working for Royal Business Machines, and they seduced me to come work for them in 1980, because at that time they had the brand new dry bond copier. Before then, it was liquid toner that would get all of your clothes and everything. This was the first dry bond copier, 15 copies, crisp copies. It was beautiful. And I said, well, what about the collated and everything else? No problem. They'll be down there in 6 months. Well, that stuff didn't come for 2 years, and I had the same slow machine that I still had to sell. So I go into offices and they say, well, can you do what the Xerox machine does on the third floor, the big one, and collate, slice and dice? And they go, no. And they say, well, when you can, come back. Well, after being kicked out a few times, I decided to have a board meeting with myself. I went to a diner. That's a simple explanation of the art of the pause again. Mm-hmm. And I asked myself, take out a clean piece of paper. What do I really want? I want to sell this great copier that it's going to help them in the communications. And I said, so are you having a communications conversation? And I realized I wasn't. So I realized I have to change the conversation. So the next call I went into, I met with an office manager. And she said, well, can you do everything that the machine on the third floor does? And I said, that's not the reason why I'm here. And she goes, well, why are you here? I said, well, would you agree with me that a copier is nothing more than a communication vehicle? And she said, yes. I said, so when it comes to copiers and communications, what are the three things you wish were different? She goes, oh. And all of a sudden, that passion came out. For Sally on the first floor to make one single copy, she has to get up, walk to the staircase or elevator, checks along the way. By the time she gets up to the third floor, it's a few minutes. Then she has to wait online behind all those big jobs just to get that one copy done. And by the time she gets back to her desk, it could be upwards of 2 hours. And I said, well, how often does that happen? And she said, try the equivalent of two full-time employees. I go, wow. I said, do you want those people back, that productivity? She goes, how? I said, well, it's simple. I'm not competing against Xerox on the third floor. I got your solution right here. A copier that's going to give you 15 copies a minute, clear, crisp, perfect for those jobs that only require one or two copies, and it will improve the productivity of your whole company. I even suggest you put one on every floor. Before you knew it, I started selling three at a time.
Wow. You changed. You ran in a different race.
Right, but it would never have happened, again, number one, if I didn't start a clean piece of paper, what do I really want to achieve? Yeah. Forget about what I think I can and can't do. That was part of the pause. That was the order of the pause when I took the time to do that. And because I did that, it led to the next question. Well, are your actions serving you well to get there? And the answer was no, because I'm trying to compete with somebody on the third floor, of which I can't. So maybe I need to change the conversation.
Ron, I mean, of course, I imagine the new release, the Velocity Mindset, is also going to be an ebook. Are you also are you doing the voiceover? Are you doing an Audible?
Yes, it's all done. We went in, I enjoy doing it because what it allows an author to do. Well, for me, it's easy because I'm a speaker, but it allowed me to emote with passion the words that were in the book. So it allows me to bring to life the concepts that you put on a piece of paper.
This is great. Ron, you know, we're praying that we're at the tail end of the pandemic, but there's still a large percentage of Americans that are working from home. Is it possible to maintain a velocity mindset with a significant portion of the workforce still working from home?
Yes. Now, I know, like Mayor de Blasio was saying, we need to bring everybody back in because we need to get creativity and so forth. Look, there's no argument that if people are together, you probably have a little more creativity and back and forth. There's no argument about that. But we also have to be real. At the end of the pandemic is two parts, not one part. It's not only when the scientists say it's safe, you can go back. The other part is the human element. When are people really going to feel safe to go back? And so the one thing that I want everybody to think about, we make a big deal about this in the book, for any time, but especially now, for the end of the pandemic, the one trait I want you to concentrate on is empathy. Empathy and engagement. You have to have empathy for what people are going through, not just getting upset because someone doesn't want to come in. They may still have children at home from school. They may have other things. They may have fears. If you have empathy, at least then when someone is showing resistance, you're going to say, well, tell me what's going on. You know, I'd love to hear, you know, why you're not comfortable. Because if anything, I want you to be comfortable. So share that with me. Empathy allows you to ask questions. And from that information, you'll probably get an opportunity to come to a meeting of the minds that will be good for both sides. But you have to have empathy, especially in a crisis situation. And you also have to have engagement when it's remote. And when we do Zoom like this, okay, and it's also on the radio, there's a little, I bring in engagement because I know it's important for the audience. How do I do it? I role play with you.
Right.
It's one thing to talk about concepts, but when they hear and see it being played out, it has a different impact. So how do you engage people on Zoom? Just have them all up there with their pictures up there is not doing it. Right. Zoom has many characteristics that if you have the right package, you can do polls, you can do chat rooms, you can do breakout rooms. There's a whole host of ways to get creativity going remotely and also to gain engagement. The question is engagement and empathy the top of the forefront of what you need to do in order to remotely lead an effective team?
Now, Ron, I mean, let's, again, as we said before, we're praying that we're at the tail end of this pandemic. What should leaders do to prepare as things open up and the economy comes back to life?
Well, like I said, the empathy is a big part because not everybody's going to come back with the same mindset as when they left, okay? So they may have some fears. You know, the question you have to ask yourself is, what am I going to do to make this the environment conducive? I know a lot of us are thinking about what am I going to do to make it safe for everybody to come in? But you also have to be maybe more flexible. You know, not everything is opening up at the same time. So there may have to be flexibility in hours, especially if the transportation system is not running at all hours or whatever. That's what we're talking about. But the one thing that you must do at the forefront of everything is map out what will success look like when we do reopen, and are the actions I'm taking going to support that?
Ron, at the end of this amazing book, and of course we're talking about The Velocity Mindset, Ron's brand new book. It's available on Amazon and in stores nationwide, but of course easy just to go online and order it. Chapter 13, Communication, the Heart of Leadership. Could you please, you know, it's talk about the all too important mandate that leaders have to master, and that is communication.
Yeah. So one of the things I always tell my clients, over communicate. There is no such thing as over communicating too much. Give you an example. You know, I coach a lot of clients, you know, so I'm on annual retainers with companies. And I deal with the different executives in the company. And we had this meeting where one executive is sharing his thoughts on what he believes his area should be doing and the company should be doing. And the CEO said, well, I never heard that before. And the guy got frustrated. What do you mean? I've told it to you before. He thinks he told it. But at the end of the day, it didn't land. So number one, just because you communicate something to somebody doesn't mean it was an effective communication. It only is effective when it lands. Now, the other part to that is when it lands with the intent for what you wanted it to have. Because many times our messages land in other people's brains, but then, as we discussed earlier, interpret and create their own stories as to what you think and what they think you meant. So you've got to make sure that it lands, and it lands with the intent of what you wanted to have. And so what that really means is you have to over-communicate. Just because you said it once doesn't mean people remember it, so you got to do it over and over and over. Over-communicate, concentrate on, is it landing, and is it landing with the right intent? One way to find that out is after you communicate it, say, hey, just out of curiosity, what's coming up for you right now? Because you're going to get the response to what you just said, and you'll know if it's landing with the intent you wanted to have or not.
So do you encourage, if let's say someone's giving over something and they're not sure if it was heard, to what's your tip, what's your recommended advice so that it doesn't look condescending to turn to someone and then say, you know, I want to make sure I gave it over correctly. You want to say it better? What do you have a recommended tip on that?
No, I would just simply say, you know, I say something and I'd say, hey, what are your thoughts on that?
What are your thoughts on that? Yeah, well, the producer, Michal, was smiling as you were talking about that because that's one of my favorite words here, over-communicate. It really is. And it's so true. It's so true. People think, you know, you say something one time and suddenly, magically, everyone understands what you're talking about.
If I can give you a metaphor.
Yeah.
When we do interviews like this, right?
Yeah.
You know, normally when I speak to someone on the phone, I'm going, hey, how you doing? Yeah, that's great. But now when I'm saying, hey, how you doing? You have to do it with much more emphasis because that's the energy and you need that to play out. Well, it's the same thing in over communicating. Add that extra oomph to the communication and take an interest whether or not it lands, and it lands with your intent. Most people don't even care if it lands with an intent. They're just satisfied that they had it and it's the other person's fault.
Well, we have this very cool feature, a cute feature, that we ask every guest to share a tip, a business tip, based on their initials. So RK, you've either an R or K or both, the floor is yours.
R, reality. Not your stories, but what are the facts in the reality? Not what you think they are, not what you wish they just were. We have to start living in reality. And part of that means understanding how other people are thinking. Let's stop being victims to our stories. It's our stories, for the most part, that create the drag and resistance on our velocity that prevent us from going as far as we want to go.
What an amazing show. Wow, the time flies. We're out of time, but you could pick up Ron's book at bookstores nationwide and, of course, on Amazon. The Velocity Mindset, How Leaders Eliminate Resistance, Gain Buy-in, and Achieve Better Results Faster. This book is now, it's actually about to be released, and it's certain to be a great bestseller. Of course, it's going to be an ebook. And as Ron mentioned earlier in the program, he did the voiceover. He was able to give it, he gave it over the way he intended it. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WR. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.